Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Tapping has gone mainstream, transcending complementary and alternative approaches to becoming a fixture of integrative medicine. And while many of you are, you know, giving a knowing nod to your iPhone, car radio, or computer speakers, our guest, Brad Yates, who does the famous Tap of the Morning, realizes that there are a few folks out there who haven't been tapped. That's okay, Brad. You can laugh. Thus, Brad is a man with a tapping mission. Welcome to Body Language, Brad.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Well, and while we're laughing it up here, may I give you some gushing praise from one of your biggest fans, Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul and The Secret fame. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Please do.
And it's pretty gratuitous, but it's wonderful. Jack said, Brad Yates is a master teacher. He is a warm, loving, powerful, effective, transformative force for good. I totally endorse his work. And there are reasons for that, because frankly, you do very, very nice stuff. And we heard from several of our listeners on Radio MD who said, you've got to talk to this guy. Well, what do you have to say, Brad?
I'm very fortunate to get to do what I do, and I'm tickled pink that people enjoy it so much.
Tapping is a simple but effective emotional freedom technique. What is an emotional freedom technique?
Yeah, it's this simple process of tapping with our fingers on places on our face and torso based on acupuncture. You know, for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they said there's a flow of energy through the body. When it's flowing naturally, we experience our natural state of health and well-being. And when it gets disrupted or stuck, then we don't feel so good. So rather than sticking needles in these points, we're just stimulating these points by tapping with our fingers, and it gets the energy flowing, and we feel a whole lot better, and it also opens us up to make better choices.
And it's been said that by tapping on meridian points of the body while repeating certain helpful affirmations about health or emotional situations, that energetic blockages can be removed, allowing profound physical and emotional changes to take place. And like most practices that involve meditation, for example, it's free. It's right there with you. It's portable.
Everywhere you've got your fingertips, you can do tapping. Although, you know, some people might give you strange looks in certain places, so you might want to, you know, be careful about that. For now, there's going to be a time in the future where people just go, yeah, duh, you tap on your face and you clear stress and all that other stuff, so of course you do it.
You know, it's been said that the world operates from the law of attraction, which I know you're quite familiar with, which is the law of cause and effect. Tell me about that law.
Yeah, so, you know, what we put out is what comes back to us, both, you know, in all kinds of different ways. And so what we think about is what we draw into our lives, what we feel. When we're feeling really good, good things tend to happen to us. And when we're feeling miserable and stuck in our negative thoughts, that's when we start to do things that create unfortunate circumstances for us. So we want to get ourselves feeling as good as possible.
What has tapping done for you? How has your life changed? Why is it better? Why is it different? Because you tap.
Oh, you know, there are so many things. I have a lot more fun in life because I used to operate from a lot of fear.
Mm.
And, I was an actor. I started out as an actor, but I was so afraid of being seen. I was afraid of success. I was afraid of all these different things. So I was not as effective as I could have been and certainly didn't get myself out there as much. And now I just do what I want to do. I've created over 300 YouTube videos, and I just have a lot of fun doing this. It's helped me financially. It's helped me physically. My relationships are better because I'm not controlled by fear.
How can people find out more about you? This is your big chance to give your URL. And frankly, you know, I know people, you know, here we are in the middle of the show. People would love to get in touch with you. What is your URL, Brad?
Well, you can find me at www.bradyates.net or simply taptofeelgood.com.
Well, I have tried several of them, and they're very enjoyable. I especially like the tap of the morning. It's a great thing to get started with. It's part of my practice now. And I think that's one of the keys, one of the secrets of tapping is that it's a very easy practice to develop, and frankly, the more you do it, it's a very It's more than meditative. It really helps me focus. And frankly, I look forward to, I look forward to seeing you every morning.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's the most effective stress relief tool that I know of. People tell you a lot of things that will help you release stress, like, you know, eat a better diet, get a good night's sleep. But in the moment that you're feeling stressed out, you can't go back and get a better night's sleep the night before. You can't suddenly improve your diet. But tapping, you can do it. We have studies showing that it reduces cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone. So, that just affects us in so many positive ways to be able to clear that out. And like you said, it can be done pretty much anywhere. It's very simple.
Well, I don't want this to be an in-crowd discussion. Why don't we try a tap for those folks who may not be familiar with your work and tapping in general? What can we tap on? What do you think?
I don't know. You tell me what's something that you think.
Okay, I've got it. I made myself a promise that I was going to lose 15 pounds in the new year, and I have self-sabotaged and found thousands of excuses not to get with the program. Can you help me, Brad?
Yes. I like to say self-sabotage is simply misguided self-love.
Oh, you're sweet.
Well, there's a part of us that's trying to protect us. Mm-hmm. So in terms of, they say losing weight comes down to five simple words: eat less and exercise more. But while that's simple, it's not necessarily easy, because there are all these different thoughts that are all designed to protect us that stop us from eating less.
Negative thoughts.
Or stop us from exercising more. Well, yeah, but in our mind, in our unconscious mind, it doesn't necessarily know that it's negative. Mm. We could have all kinds of reasons why having the extra weight makes us feel safe, or why eating the foods that we're eating and in the quantities that we're eating them is the way to take care of ourselves. It's emotionally, not physically based.
What are the top three or four issues that people routinely tap on? Because you have a huge constituency and you hear from these folks all the time. What continual themes seem to pop up?
Probably the biggest thing is letting go of past issues. The emotional stuff from the past, getting over a divorce or a bad relationship or childhood trauma. And because it affects us in the day-to-day, our day-to-day lives, including weight loss. A lot of issues around weight loss are about self-protection and having that extra padding, that extra wall between us and the outside world. And also a lot of the comfort eating. We learn from a very early age that vegetables are icky, but ice cream and cake make us feel good. These are celebration foods.
So we can celebrate all the time.
Good, yeah. So when, if our day is not going so well, part of us says, it's time to celebrate. Let's go get some ice cream. To heck with that New Year's resolution about losing 15 pounds.
Where is tapping going? You've been doing this for several years and quite successfully so at bradyates.net and also on YouTube. What is the future of tapping?
I see it just becoming a household thing. And little by little, there's, people resist it because it does look a little strange to tap on your
mm-hmm.
face. It's a little woo-woo, unless we look at it and say, oh, it's just a physical thing to help us release stress, just like, we scratch, we cough, we do these physical things to, help us feel better. And, little by little, people will start to go, the benefits are worth it, and eventually it won't look so strange.
Well, I said earlier that tapping has gone mainstream and is now part of integrative medicine. And we're with a true believer, Brad Yates, at bradyates.net, who does the famous Tap of the Morning. He is a man with a mission, and it's been wonderful having you on Body Language today, Brad.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm Christopher Springman. You're listening to Body Language on Radio MD. Oh, you're good.
But we never did any tapping.
No, we didn't do the tapping. I know, we tried. Actually, I have to look at the clock and put have a little note up there. We should do this again. You suggested shamelessly that we do a couple shows. Well, we'll have to do them one at a time.